This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, hello. It's Gary and Chelsea here from KMFM Breakfast. And this is episode 5, the big 5. I feel like that's a solid number. We've made it this far.
Yeah.
It's still going. We're still in your ears all hours of the day.
Still going. You make it sound like it's not an awesome load of fun, which of course it is. And this episode I've decided is called, you're going to like this, Chins, Chamois and Chocolate Oranges. That's what this episode is called.
Oh, I love this, the three chas.
The three chas. So, chocolate oranges, you had a big issue with
honestly,
something you saw on the internet.
It was outrageous. I'm still not over it.
Okay. I hope you're not of a nervous disposition because that could really upset you. But that's
quite shocking information.
Coming up today. We also found out that chins, they're not really your friend.
That we don't get on.
No.
It's a struggle.
Yeah. But it's good advice if you're a single person. It's really good advice.
And we look out for our singletons.
Yes, we do. Chamois. Chamois are, it turns out, a source of mystery for you.
Massively. I'm still lost, to be honest.
I thought everyone knew what a chamois was. But apparently they don't.
I guarantee you a ton of people are listening with no idea
okay,
what this
look,
is.
Okay, look, you're going to find out what a chamois is. Not only that, we're going to have the fun of hairy, hairy England. Toilet trauma. Get the focaccia. And poopy triangles. All of that. Can you believe we
honestly,
can fit that all into one thing?
We spoil you.
We really do. Anyway, here we go. Episode 5 of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
We're revealing the first things we thought of and the last things we thought of. First thing this morning, last thing last night. Right, my first thought was, oh, smells of damp.
Oh, no. It's condensation season.
And my last thought was last night, oh, I think I've managed to get rid of that damp. How's that
little
one?
Did he know.
I was out with my bleach and my cloth and my chamois.
Oh, no. What on earth is a chamois?
What? You don't wear a chamois?
No. Is this some weird cloth with bubbles on?
It's not a weird cloth with bubbles on. It's a cleaning leather, like window cleaners use. You must have used a chamois leather in your life.
No, never. I've just got my multi-purpose spray and just hope it does the job.
This is the trouble with your generation, I'm afraid. You need to be taught in the ways of chamois. Honestly, a chamois will change your life.
What do you use
it for? I keep saying to my wife about it, we've got to get another chamois. These are awesome. Honestly, there's nothing you can't use it for. Honestly, get it, you'll wipe things down.
The more you say it, the less it makes sense. The
what?
Word chamois just doesn't
it's
make sense.
It's a chamois. And do you know how you spell chamois? Here's the clinch, everyone. All right, this would be the real test. How do you spell chamois, as in chamois leather?
Is it like shimmy, but with an A?
I'm asking you to spell it.
Oh, don't do this.
I'm asking you to spell it.
S-H-A-M-M-Y. Chamois.
C-H-A-M-O-I-S.
Oh, this is nonsense.
From the French, you see.
Chamois.
Anyway, that went in a strange direction.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Me and technology are having quite a week.
Oh, no, what's happened now?
I fought with my Alexa last week, and
then my
iPhone decided to automatically update itself.
Oh, yeah, you got an iOS 16, have you?
Oh, honestly. And my phone takes it upon its own will to just do things. Have you had this update? Because
yeah.
It's hell.
I did it manually. Did it manually, darling. It's all fine over here. What's your problem?
Mine's not. I've got notifications coming from the bottom of my phone and going up. My Face ID just doesn't recognise me anymore.
Okay.
Well, it's like the world's turned upside down. I don't know where any of my apps are.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
World Cup, our first game tonight as well.
Yes.
England, Iran. Apparently, players like Ben White, Kieran Trippier have all been spotted training with silky smooth limbs. They've been waxing their legs. Apparently helps keep them cool in
does
the blazing Qatari heat. How How hairy are their legs?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, quick. Not, oh, that's cooler.
It's just making me think of Chewbacca.
Just pass it, mate. Just pass it. Apparently, having their legs shaved also helps them in slide tackles. What's going on? Be like Velcro stopping them.
Catch the ball with their leg hair.
Are they only coming out on full moons? What's wrong with our hairy team?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Was this one time? And I've had to come up with a story. You've got to tell us if it's true or not. My story so far hasn't been delved into too much. It's just a statement, really.
Yeah.
I peed next to Brian from the Backstreet Boys.
How long did it take you to figure out that it was him? You made this happen. You know.
How long did it take you?
To realise it was him.
pretty much straight away.
Straight away?
Yeah.
Were you opposite him, next to him? I don't know how your rivals work.
Believe me. I mean, you get the basic physics of it, right? You don't want to be facing someone.
But there might be, like, two lined up. You know, like a trough.
What? It's not a battle. It's not Star Wars, babe. We're not Jedi.
Okay, so you
weren't
looking
sorry,
at
everyone. To the side. Your animals are side to side. Side by side. Okay. That's how they are.
What was he wearing?
I don't know.
Or what shoes did he have on? Because you'd probably look down.
You don't look down.
Okay.
No. I think he had some kind of leathery jacket on, I would say. Quite a smart leather jacket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where were you in London?
Yeah,
I presume you're in London.
It was London, yeah, because, you know, my other story's been in London. Yeah, this time it was in London. Yeah, it was in the West End of London.
You always say West End.
Well,
just a bar. Well, there's a lot of bars in London.
Okay,
what bar?
It's a bar that's not even there anymore. I think it's a Wetherspoon now.
They all become Wetherspoons.
Well, they do in the end.
I feel like you've tricked me twice before.
Yeah.
See, well, let's see what the people are saying. Right, Suzanne.
Right.
Has said, maybe it's just wishful thinking. A fantasy that's never been realised, Gary. I don't think you did. But she did end it with Happy Tuesday.
Well, yeah, Happy Tuesday. Thank you, Suzanne. You've got
convinced.
To make a choice.
And the people are divided on Twitter, but I feel like I'm going with Suze.
Okay.
I don't think you did pee next to the Backstreet Boy.
Yeah,
I think you're just making a list of celebs you hoped to pee next to at some point.
It's not a wish list.
A peeing wish list.
It's not a peeing wish list. So you're saying
You didn't.
You made making it up.
It's false.
It is false, yeah.
Yes!
Just made that one up.
Finally, got one right.
Well done.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I like to consider myself the princess of pasta.
Okay.
Just going to put that out there.
Okay, well done. Good
There's
for
a reason
you.
For this. Thank you, I claim my title here.
Crown coming.
As always, I went to an Italian on the weekend.
You love an Italian at the weekend.
I do love an Italian. It's my favourite pastime. And I suffer with quite severe food FOMO.
Right, okay, yeah, okay. So when you see someone on another table get
that's
something...
That's picked a better dish than me.
You've got to have it.
Regrets.
Yeah.
And that food FOMO made me take quite an unexpected course of events on the weekend.
All right.
Because I have a sweet tooth, right?
Mm.
We know this. I'm sat next to a box of biscuits
right
now.
Mm-mm.
And I betrayed the humble tiramisu and got focaccia for dessert.
What?
Now hear me out.
Hang on. So what meal did you have?
So I had a tagliatelle dish.
All right.
We had like a little startery thing,
yeah.
And then I was eyeing up the tiramisu,
yeah.
And the table next to us got these hunk of a bread, like you could have built a house with it,
yeah.
But I could see the salt on the top of it, and I was just salivating. I was looking at it, and I was like, I don't think, I can't, and I was like, I'm looking at it, I was like, regrets, because I didn't get the focaccia, and I wanted it, and I didn't get it, and I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm just going to go for it, I'm going to get the focaccia, and the waitress was so concerned for my well-being. She's like, so what? And I was like, yeah, the focaccia. And she's like, yeah, that's for two people. Did you want to share? I was like, no, just for one.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
First.
There was Chalk Horror 1. The disappearance of the bounty.
Da, da, da.
Then.
Oh no.
The sequel. Chalk Horror 2. The end of the twirl.
This one really hurt me.
Now.
I'm not emotionally prepared for another one.
Chalk Horror 3. The disappearing green triangle.
No!
Seriously?
They can't touch the green triangle.
Seriously, so they took the bounty bar, didn't they? Out the little mini
that
bounties
okay
out
with.
Celebrations.
I could cope with that. It was a PR thing.
So that was all right. Then they run out of little twirls, so they stuck two big twirls in.
Which I'm still yet to find. I haven't found a big twirl in my heroes box yet.
No? Okay. Well, if you need a hero and a big twirl, if anyone can help out. But now, the guys at Quality Street temporarily ran out of green foil and had to wrap the green triangles in a reddy brown colour foil instead.
Absolutely.
So they're still there.
So it's a reddy brown triangle.
It's a reddy brown
triangle.
It's
just not the same. Like, if someone's like, oh, which one do you want? Oh, I'll have the green triangle.
Yeah.
It's not the, oh, can I have the, like, reddy browny poopy coloured triangle?
I never said poopy.
Poopy. Chalk Horror 3. Poopy.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. What?
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
I've got a hump day challenge for you.
Oh no, it's not physical, is it?
It's not physical. Oh, okay. Just got to use right. the powers of your mind.
Oh, that's even worse. Right,
have
go
you
on
enough coffee yet? 29% of people don't know this about their partner. What is it?
Is it where they go on Tuesday nights?
Thoughts about late. No.
Okay. Star sign. Don't know their star sign.
No, but that's a good one. I feel like a lot more people don't know this.
No, I don't.
It's only 29%.
Okay. Their favourite colour.
Oh, that's cute. Well, so you should know that. Outrageous. One more guess. I'm giving you 4 guesses. This is lucky day.
Okay. Pant size.
No.
Oh, man. I thought it was
but it is a bit
there.
Saucy.
Oh, no. Not too saucy.
It's
early in the morning.
Show. 29% of people don't know their partner's favourite sauce.
Mm. And we are talking the kind of sauce that goes on food, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like a dippy dip.
And we talking all kinds of sauces. Are we talking just red or brown, baby?
All kinds of sauces, baby.
Oh.
Could be ketchup, could be mayo.
Oh, or is that a condiment?
Or a little bit of sweet chili.
Oh, yeah, it makes you hot, baby. Okay, so we don't know.
No.
All right.
So
okay.
We're on air, partners, co-hosts. Yeah. What's your minus?
Oh.
Silence.
I think it's something spicy.
Oh, you're onto something.
I think it's some kind of chili. I'm going to say some kind of sweet chili because you're a bit of both.
Yeah, this is true. Sweet chili is my favourite.
Yes! Sauce Psychic coming to a village hall near you. I'm going on tour, everybody. Book up now. See you in Dartford in a couple
this
of weeks.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And we are saluting you, the homework heroes of Kent. When have you gone above and beyond, probably breaking all kinds of rules, to help your children with their homework?
We've had an influx of messages. Honestly, Avengers need to watch out with all these heroes coming in. We've got Paula from Paddock Wood who said, I helped, in inverted commas, my son with his math homework last night. When I say helped, I read out the questions. He watched the videos attached and understood.
Okay.
He's in year 8.
Okay, well, that's it. At least you did the reading out.
You did the reading.
You took an interest.
That's
come on,
the key.
Hero.
Shout out to Elaine, who went above and beyond and helped her daughter make a model for the Great Fire of London homework.
Wow.
They went for a very creative bribery angle, which I'm on board with. They made a cake and the teachers got to eat it. And she shared an amazing picture. And I see chocolate fingers. I'm on board with that.
Oh, so they've made a house. Oh, yeah, a cake house on fire.
Yeah. And the teachers get to eat it.
Edible artwork. That's the way to win the
genius.
Teachers over.
Honestly, I'd be a teacher just for that.
Yeah, German homework, write it on a bratwurst. French homework, stuff it in the middle of a croissant, etc.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Single people of Ken, I'm here to help. I can help you boost your sex appeal. One easy thing to do. This is according to experts who've looked at pictures of people and said to people, which one of these is the most, you know, appealing? And, yeah, they've taken inspiration from dogs. You know how dogs, when they look at you, they tilt their head like that, don't they?
Apparently that means that they understand you, is right. What someone told me.
But it means they're adorable as well, right?
Well,
it makes
dogs
them adorable.
In general.
Well, so tilt your... Well, okay, if you want to dress up and put fur on and long flappy ears, fine, go to the next level. Leave your tongue hanging out, fine. But all I'm suggesting for single people is that you tilt your head. That's what they're saying. A tilted head makes you more attractive. Women become more attractive if they tilt their face forward.
Forward?
Men more attractive, more appealing when tilted backwards.
But surely if I'm doing this now, and if I tilt my head forward, all I'm getting is chins.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, actually. Look at those bad boys.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
My trust issues with oranges continue.
Oh, no, you're never sure with oranges, are you? You don't like them because sometimes you open them up, sometimes they're delicious, sometimes they're dry husks of a fruit.
Oh, husk is a perfect word for it as well.
Oh,
dreadful.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm not talking about the traditional orange now. I'm talking about Terry's.
Yep.
So there was this American TikToker. She's ordered a Terry's chocolate orange because they don't have them in America. That's the first red flag.
Yeah.
They don't have them over there. What do you do at Christmas?
What's the point?
Second red flag, she was surprised that it looked like an orange when you open it.
Right.
Third red flag, I watched this video as she peels the foil back and is trying to figure out how to eat it.
Right.
And I'm there just going...
Yeah.
You know, you got to do the trusty tap, haven't you? Because that's how the segment's. I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, tap it, please, just tap it.
Oh no, this is bad.
Guess what she does?
She took a bite out of it.
Like an apple.
What?
She bit into a Terry's chocolate orange like an apple. The world is upside down.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
And I have discovered that there is a navigational divide.
Right.
I'm curious as to know, actually, which side you will take.
Okay.
Are you team Apple Maps or team Google Maps?
It's the basic one that's just on your iPhone.
Apple.
I'm guessing that's Apple Maps.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
So
I have no
this
issues.
Is me. I went to meet my friend to go for dinner. We didn't quite know where this place was. And she was like, oh, can you get it up on Maps? I was like, yep, sure. Whipped out Apple Maps. She was so outraged. I think she was ready to, like... sacrifice me to the gods.
Oh,
she was
wow.
like, what are you doing? I didn't realise it was such a thing. She was like, you can't use Apple Maps. It has to be Google Maps.
Why?
And her defence was that Apple Maps, to be fair, it does do this. They will try to make you walk through walls and over oceans. It'll tell you to take the next right and you'll end up on a roof. But I like that element of risk.
Yeah, it makes it more fun.
Exactly. I don't know where I'm going to end up.
More intriguing.
Definitely not where I've pinned in the map, but... It's part of the fun, isn't it?
How was dinner on that roof, though, on the other side of the Atlantic? Was it nice?
It's a little bit chilly.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Don't laugh at me.
Okay.
Because I had a mishap with
Cue
some
laughter.
Gyoza.
You had some... I don't even know what you're talking about. You had a mishap with what?
They're like they're vegetable dumplings,
well,
they're Asian ones. I call them gyoza, but now I'm questioning myself.
Gyoza. Oh, yeah, I haven't heard of them. How do you pronounce
it's
that?
It's a veggie dumpling.
A vegetable dumpling.
They're like a croissant shape,
right.
But they're little.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I forgot I had them in the freezer.
Sound good.
Cooked them on my hob. Was like, this would be nice.
Right.
And I've got electric hobs, and I forget that they retain heat like volcanoes.
Right.
So cooked them, took the pan off, went to pour it onto my plate. Me being the... challenged limbed human I am.
Yes.
Half of them flew off onto the hob
right.
And quite frankly had an extreme tanning session.
Oh dear.
On that hob and ended up being very charred to
right.
say the least. Like
okay.
The one side was just completely black.
Okay.
But I wasn't gonna waste them.
No.
So I was like, well, I'll just give it a go. Might add a bit of texture, you know.
Yeah.
And it was good. I liked the crispiness.
Oh, you've invented something
yeah.
inadvertently.
So it made me think, well, what else tastes good, Bern?
Are you telling me today's phone in is, hey, everyone in Kent, what tastes good, Bern?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
As we know, I am single.
Why are we both sitting here laughing at you just coming out with that?
Because
I feel cruel for laughing. But the way you delivered it,
basically, someone slid into my DMs the other day, and this was their opening line. Literally, my opening line. I went to Harry Potter the other day. This is reference. There's a video on my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Which they referred to.
All right. Yeah, okay. So you went to Harry Potter World.
Yeah.
Someone's hitting on you by saying...
Yeah. Consider your DMs Slytherin'd too. What? Horrible! Horrible! Horrid!
No, it didn't work for you.
It did not work for me. Oh. Blocked immediately.
No!
And now, like, the Harry Potters just aren't the same.
They've dirtied Harry Potter for
it's
you.
It's so cringy.
That is quite cringy.
That's
actually
awful. Like, I mean, it's original. Yeah. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
But that's cringe, isn't it? No. Yeah. You don't tell anyone that you've Slytherin'd. To a situation.
I can't be honest. I'm still laughing at so I'm single.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I think today is a real handy, handy one for single people. I think particularly single men. Because we're talking cringy chat up lines. So fellas, by and large, I would say the ones you hear today, please... Never use them.
Don't use them. Don't write them in your notebook.
No.
Like, we don't need that.
Don't file them away in the old noggin for later use at the weekend. I don't think they're going to work. It might be different because we've got some more people have heard and used.
It just gets worse. Lainey from Canterbury.
Hi, Lainey.
When I'm tired today, I was chasing you in my dreams.
It's just weird. That just makes me think of Freddy Krueger.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't want Friday the... What was it? Nightmare on Elm Street vibes.
Oh, we've got one from a boy, so I'm wondering if he used
okay.
this one.
Oh, there's one from
so,
a boy.
Shout out to Harry. Mm. I've lost Wi-Fi connection. Can you be my hotspot? It's awful.
Oh, Harry.
Harry, no, babe. Please tell me you didn't use that. And if you did use it, let us know if it worked.
Yeah, please.
Vicky, oh, babe, I feel you on this one. Are you a broom? As you have swept me off my feet.
I tell you what, I feel for you girls.
I don't want to be a broom.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
You got a bit of a cold.
I have, and I've been feeling very sorry for myself.
You really have.
And on Saturday, I had a day in where I was like, I'm going to feel sorry for myself inside and be all like, oh, woe is me. So I had a lazy day in, and I got up and was like, I'll make myself a nice coffee, and then I'm literally just going to get back into bed because I feel awful. Like, got all fancy, got my milk frother out, really treated myself. I put some syrup in there.
Oh, you can't have been feeling that if you were ready to froth.
I just press a button. Does it for me.
Oh, all right. Swanky.
And then as I walked back over to my bed to get back in, I had my phone in one hand, my coffee in the other, and I went to throw my phone on my bed.
Oh, no.
But I didn't throw my phone onto my nicely washed and ironed bed sheets, can I add? I threw my barista caramel macchiato all over the bed sheets. And I just stood there and was like, computer says no.
Oh, you had a malfunction.
My brain didn't even do that loading thing. It just shut down.
Wow. I was going to try and say, yeah, you know, that kind of thing happens to people.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's just
no.
you. Yeah.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Giving you a get out of jail free card this Christmas to set your tactics early for board game season.
Right. Okay, this is great because
so
we know it almost always ends in tears, board games.
Tears, fights. So you need to first of all know what kind of game player you are. Are you a sore loser? Are you kind of just indifferent and you're just here for snacks? Like,
I've never thought of it that way. I like your style.
Pick where you are.
I like your style.
It depends on the game for me.
I suppose. I mean, somewhere over at Sore Loser probably most of the time.
What, you or me?
No, I am. I don't know about you. We've never board gamed, thank goodness.
Oh, that's probably a good thing. See, if you play Monopoly, easiest tactic, just be the banker. So then whenever you're low on cash, just like slide a few extra notes underneath. Simple.
Yeah, lovely.
Cluedo, play with someone with bad eyesight so you can have a look over at the cards every now and then. Or doesn't know what they're doing, have a little cheeky...
Have a little glance.
I thought it was the candlestick, but it's
not. I was
not.
Just going for a snack.
Yeah.
Smart move. Snacks not only delicious, but they can be used as a distraction
technique.
Love it.
However, it's not technically a board game, but it's the one that gets me every time, and my friend has an unfair advantage. She is the ultimate cheat at Twister because she's double jointed. So it's basically like walking for her.
I'm playing against a rubber woman. It's not fair.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Mix-ups. Lucy's in Rochester. What have you got?
My mum's friend was making a pie whilst feeding the dog at the same time.
Oh, no.
Obviously got mixed up. And when it comes to dinner time, she'd realised what she'd done.
Oh, no.
And so her husband said to her, do you want some, are you having dinner? And she said, oh, no, thank you. And he said it was the best pie he'd ever had.
So she still let him eat it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they still good?
I still don't think he knows.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they're still good chums. That's the main thing.
Exactly.
I bet you never ate a pie again, did you, Lucy? Oh. The trust has gone after that point.
I still don't.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Bachelor's handbag.
Oh, right,
this is
okay.
Absolutely great. What do you think a bachelor's handbag is?
This is quite rare. Is it? I feel like it's just cue cards full of chat up lines.
Oh, okay. You think fellas are carrying around that? No.
No? Okay.
Chat up lines.
What about, a smart move would be to have a bag with essentials for a date to keep a lady happy. I'm talking a jumper, because we're going to steal one eventually, fluffy socks in case our shoes hurt, and snacks.
Okay. No.
No? One more. Right. Maybe it's a drop the handkerchief tactic, where they have a random handbag, just a random one, and they use it to approach a woman to be like, oh, is this yours?
Oh, that's actually quite dark. A bachelor's handbag has been voted the new word of the year in Australia. A bachelor's handbag is, in some of the supermarkets, you can get a full rotisserie chicken, right?
What's a handbag got to do with a chicken?
Because they do them in a handy carry-out bag, right?
Stop it.
So when the fellas go down the pub and they're staggering home, instead of getting kebab, they might go in for a full rotisserie chicken in a bag. And they say, Bruce, so you're heading home the other night with your bachelor's handbag, and that's their little smack chicken in a bag on the way home.
So women are walking home with their lippy, purse, their phone. Men walking home with chicken.
Yes, who's the real winner?
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.